The bell has rung in Washington on a no-holds-barred fight between Republicans and Democrats, and two New Yorkers are circling in the ring. As WNYC's John O'Connor reports, the most important round is coming up fast, a battle for the Supreme Court that will put the budding relationship between Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer to the test.
90-95% of the time will be holding his feet to the fire.
Chuck Schumer is a lifelong politician, New York's senior senator, a consummate operator from Brooklyn who just achieved his career goal of becoming his party's most powerful leader. On CNN recently, he said he loves the give and take of the legislative process.
Of course I'd like to make a deal.
Donald Trump, the tough-talking real estate developer from Queens who's never held public office before, well, he wrote a book called The Art of the Deal.
We will have so much winning that you may get bored with winning.
Perhaps a deal to smooth the way for Trump's Supreme Court nominee, despite bad feeling on the Democratic side. Those who know them both, like New York Republican Party Chairman Ed Cox, say Trump and Schumer can build a partnership from discord.
I can see two New Yorkers actually getting things done despite that kind of tension. That's a creative tension, if properly managed.
But so far, their relationship has been a moving target, and there's not a lot of history that sheds light on how it will evolve. Trump has bragged that he was close to Schumer in many ways, and he contributed to Schumer's campaigns over the years. And led by Schumer, Senate Democrats held a fundraiser at Trump's Palm Beach mansion in 2008. But Schumer says the president is not his friend. Manhattan power lunches or rounds at Trump National were not on the schedule. Queens Democrat Joe Crowley says that shouldn't be a surprise, because Trump wasn't very involved in New York politics. Crowley, chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, says he's only met Trump four times.
I've never considered him a father of New York City, as someone who's given back to the city in a major way.
While Schumer came up through the ranks, Trump campaigned on his business experience and success. He proudly says he made money by strong-arming investors or forcing contractors to accept less pay. Stephen Blader teaches a course on conflict, collaboration, and negotiation at New York University's Stern Business School. And he uses Trump as an example in his class. Blader says Trump puts people on the defensive. In a negotiation, that can cause both parties to miss the best possible outcome.
His mindset that good negotiations are about being domineering and aggressive is counter to exactly what we know to be the case when it comes to negotiating, where you're far better off mixing collaboration and competition together.
He says Trump and Schumer can probably get more done if they avoid treating each other as obstacles and do a little horse trading instead. Virginia Republican Eric Cantor knows how that goes. He was House Minority Leader back in 2008, at the height of the financial collapse, when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress and Barack Obama had just become president. Cantor says he presented Obama with reasonable ideas to jumpstart the economy and crossed his fingers.
Senator Schumer has been around a long time. He certainly understands policy implications, political sensitivities, knows how far he can push.
But when Obama announced his stimulus plan, none of the Republican proposals were included.
The president said, you know, listen, elections have consequences, and I won, and he was going to get his way.
His efforts to work with Democrats had other consequences as well. A Tea Party backlash knocked Cantor from his congressional seat in 2014. Lots of Democrats don't want Schumer to work with this president either.
We are the resistance, and you work for us.
Say it loud.
Protesters have been gathering weekly outside Schumer's Brooklyn apartment, telling him to rally against Trump's cabinet nominees. Others are less worried about what the progressive wing of the party wants. 10 Democratic senators can't drift too far left because they're up for re-election next year in states that Trump won. Cantor says Schumer has to consider both wings of the party when dealing with Trump.
He's going to have to weigh the risk of being an obstructionist and what that means in terms of the electoral outcomes in the midterms.
But if cutting deals requires getting along, Trump isn't trying that hard. He's mocked Schumer for crying about the president's executive order on immigration. He's also called Schumer the Democrats' head clown on Twitter. Sticks and stones, Schumer says.
For about a month, the president tried to flatter me. I'm his good friend. Then he started calling names. None of them affect me. The bottom line is values. Our values as Democrats and Americans will affect whether I work with him or oppose him.
Earlier this week, Schumer said he's not sure Trump's Supreme Court nominee meets that test. Neither side is ready to throw in the towel. For WNYC, I'm John O'Connor in Washington.